This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
My name's Nicole and I'm from Brisbane in Australia. I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and had just begun yet another attempt at a non-drinking stint when I discovered the Over the Influence podcasts. The timing couldn't have been better. I binge listened to them all, joined the OTI community and have never looked back. If, like me, you've tried and tried to put down the plonk, but even after some success, keep finding yourself pulled back into the mire, join us in the OTI community, where we all share our stories of what works and what doesn't and where we're currently at. Everyone's just so full of understanding and inspiration. In a few weeks, I'll reach a whole year without a single drop, and I can't thank the OTI community enough. You guys rock and make all the difference in the booze-free world.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to this week's episode of Over the Influence. It's brilliant to have you listening. I think it's going to be quite a giddy episode today. It's an episode with a little bit of a difference because there's no guest. It is just myself, Sharon Hartley from Lancashire, from the northwest of England. Not just me, with Ben, but we'll talk about that in a sec. Quick introduction or reintroduction as to who we are. My name's Shaz. I am 50 years old. In a couple of months' time, I will be six years alcohol-free. Completely and utterly ridiculous. It is still, hands down, the best decision I ever made. Just shy of my 45th birthday, 44, when I started doing this. I was only ever going to take a break because I was drinking far too much, far too often and far too quickly. I think back to when I'd open a bottle of wine, 20 minutes, half an hour, gone, next, move on. Yeah, it was becoming problematic. And so I took a break. That break led to basically full-on sobriety. Quite magical, actually, but more on that during the course of the episode. Like I said, no guest. It's just going to be me and thee, Ben, banging on for the best part of, well, maybe an hour, maybe 45 minutes.
For a very good reason, which we'll come to. Hello, my name is Ben. I'm 36. I live in Liverpool with my wife, Jem, my two stepkids, Alfie and Millie, and baby Leo, who's my boy. He's lovely. And I am 4 years alcohol-free today. 4 years. Can you believe it? 4 years ago, I'd had my birthday about a week before. It had been a very, very, very heavy birthday. And then I just, it was that moment where I was like, right, I've just got to do this. I've just got to do this for 3 months. I'm taking a break. I'm going to have a reset. No, I say reset. I fully planned on going back to drinking like I drank as a drinker. You know, I was going to go 3 month break and have it off and then, yeah, go back to drinking. Because I like drinking. Well, drinking is part of my personality. It's part of who I am. Lads, etc. But then I got to 3 months and felt good. So I extended it to six and extended six to 12. So I thought it'd be great to say that I've done a year without booze. I could always say that. You know, I could be 6 years old and go, yeah, I had a year off alcohol. Well, anyway, long story short, I'm 4 years alcohol free today because I just didn't go back to it. It just wasn't good for me. It was holding me back. What's my new one, Chaz? We haven't recorded for a few weeks because I've been on holiday. Then we had the general election and it was, fulfilling my potential became more important than refilling my glass.
What else is that?
I'm going to roll with that for a few weeks.
It's a good one.
But yeah, 4 years alcohol free today. But we're not talking about that because Sharon has got something more important to talk about.
Well, actually,
which is fine, Chaz. It's just four fucking years. But, you know.
Now, Dad, don't you dare do this to me. Don't you dare do this to me. In fact,
no, I've pulled producer rank and said I don't want to talk about that today.
Well,
it's just another day. It's just, for me, but it gets to that point where I am now, and this is what we want to help people to become.
I know.
With Over the Influence through the podcast, through the community, is to become happy, confident, non-drinkers. It's not something that dominates my life at all. I'm just 4 years alcohol-free. It's just part of who I am, and that's great. So
yes.
I pulled producer rank and said, let's not talk about it because you've got something really, really, really exciting to talk about
yes.
that we haven't been able to talk about for ages because of embargoes and we did talk about it and then the person
then
who came
bollocked.
Along, who I got bollocked for because we weren't supposed to release it and we released it, then we had to pull it. It's been a very frustrating period in many ways, actually, as a producer. But anyway, sorry. You were going to say.
It can. We've been waiting for months to be able to talk about this. So another 5 minutes, right? Just give me 5 minutes, because I think it's really important, even though what you've just said, and you're pulling producer around, kind of get all that. It can just wait a sec. 4 years is hugely important. And I'll tell you why. If you are listening to this episode for the first time now, and you're thinking, oh, brilliant, 4 years alcohol free. What you may or may not know is that if you go right back to the start of Over the Influence, when it was born 4 years ago, wasn't it? We started...
March 2020. The first few episodes we recorded were in person, and then the lockdown. Global pandemic.
And it all changed. Yeah. And it's really important to acknowledge where Ben was. Okay, so Ben joined Over the Influence, the podcast, as a producer. His nickname was Background Ben, because he was in the background and he was just listening to our ramblings about alcohol-free life. At that point, Ben was a drinker. No one cared, like literally did not care that you drank alcohol. It was nothing to do with your role as a podcast producer. You were just very good at
it. You just wanted me for my immense skill.
It was it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was exactly that. And you were quite cheap, so we thought, yeah. No.
I think I was the cheapest, wasn't I? I think it was I'll do this for free because I wanted to, I was building a business and yeah. You couldn't have been cheaper.
You couldn't have been cheaper. Look where you are now. That's all I'll say. Yeah. And so you can hear Ben's journey. I'm going to use the J word really early on in this episode because it's so, so important. Ben didn't reach rock bottom. He didn't need to get to that point, but he heard us going, "Ain't sobriety great? Ain't this alcohol-free life all right? Let's da-da-da-da-da-da-da." And it just got under his skin and got under his ears, got under his skin, in his ears, I think is what I'm trying to say. And so you can hear Ben's journey documented literally from his day one, 4 years ago, up until this point today. And it is a glorious listen. And I just want to say, Ben, I am so chuffed that we met each other. I'm so grateful our paths crossed. This community wouldn't exist. Our friendship wouldn't exist. The relentless week in, week out rib taking, piss taking wouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And would I still be 6 years alcohol free coming up for six? Well, probably. I'd like to think so, 100%. But we had the podcast and then the community, and therefore that comes with a whole load of, you know, extra accountability, which is fantastic. But in particular, to see you go from where you were to where you are now. I've been on this bloody journey with you, by your side, from day one.
Yeah, you have.
I've been to your wedding. I've cuddled Leo when he was born. I've seen all his holiday pics, living his absolute best life out in the sunshine. Just loving it. And it's glorious. So I'm not going to allow you to bat away 4 years alcohol-free because you simply don't drink now. I get that. I just think it's so important to acknowledge it and say, big up your bad bloody self. I'm so pleased you are no longer Background Ben.
Thank you. Well, me too. And, you know, I didn't have a rock bottom, but I could have done. You know, if I'd carried on going, I could have done. Like, it's one of those things where we always like to look forward with Over the Influence. We think that, you know, going towards something good is more powerful than running away from something bad. But, you know, it's... I look back and my drinking wasn't good. You know, yes, okay, I could look at it, you know, normal inverted commas in terms of we're all out, we're all doing it, I'm at the bar. I mean, I drank, like you say, faster and, you know, everyone else, and I put more away, maybe, but I wasn't dependent on alcohol. I know that because when I stopped drinking, I didn't have kind of physical withdrawal. There was definitely the kind of habitual, emotional side. Look, long story short, Over the Influence came along at the right time for me. You know, I needed to do this. I wasn't in a good place with booze, and my drinking had changed. You know, in my 20s, I was going out and drinking. It was fun. In my 30s, I was drinking more because I was stressed and a number of other things that just got like, you know, Jem took me away for my 30th birthday and I caused that huge row on the last night, and it just kind of soured it a little bit. And the only reason I can say it very clearly looking back on it now is because of alcohol. It wasn't anything else. I drank too much and became arsey as a result of it. And I wasn't being me you know, and alcohol did kind of change how I behaved and presented myself. And I didn't like that the drinker version of me. I'd wake up the next day and go, oh God, you, what a knob. Mm. What did you do that for? You didn't need to do that. And you wouldn't normally do that. That's not who you are. Like, you don't think that. You said this thing that you don't believe. Well, why did you say it? And you go, well, because alcohol was there. As soon as I took it away, pretty much straight away, you know, I started seeing the benefits. And I was annoyed at the beginning. Remember, like, oh, God.
It's working.
Why is this working so well? But it was almost like an immediate impact.
Yeah. No, and I love that. And how often do we see it in the community where people go, oh, you were right. Oh, darn it. And you just want to go, well, I don't like to say I told you so. There's a reason, isn't there, Ben, why we stuck at this and why we still don't drink, because we now don't drink. You know, I'm not clinging on for like dear life thinking, oh, when's the time I can drink again? It's done. It's dusted. It's over. It's the end of.
Yeah. It's a hugely important part of my identity that I don't drink. And I don't mean that in the sense of, yeah, okay, we do a podcast and, you know, we get it out there. But I'm not going about my daily life preaching about it. If someone asks me about it, I'll talk about it. Of course I will. But I'm not on Instagram doing the, you know, sober this. We do this because people find us and, you know, hopefully it helps. What I mean about it being an important part of my identity is that I'm not talking about it all the time. I'm not thinking about it all the time, but it's the most important foundation, really. Everything else that's come over the last 4 years has been built on that alcohol-free foundation. And, you know, I look at my life now and it could have been very, very different 4 years down the line if I'd carried on drinking.
I'm going to ask you. And it's a difficult question to answer. How do you think it would have been 4 years down the line? Because I've noticed your intro's changed. And Ben, I'm 36 from Liverpool. So
I am, yeah.
You've just had a birthday as well. So you started doing this 32.
Thanks for the scones, by the way. They did arrive. Just a quick side note. You sent me a package. And I was like, it hasn't arrived. It's for my birthday. It hasn't arrived, Shaz. Oh, it must have got nicked off the doorstep. It hasn't arrived. Jem just gets into the habit of whenever anything arrives for me in the week running up to my birthday, she whisks it away and puts it in a secret cupboard. So it did. So we've got them there.
This is interesting. So we'll come back to the main episode shortly. We'll just discuss a bit of our personal life.
Personal
here.
Admin.
Admin. So I sent Ben for his birthday. It was a hamper of scones and I think a couple of pasties in there as well. Great.
Yes,
company.
They are. Yeah.
And so you said it hadn't arrived. Then I got like panicked thinking,
No, you haven't gone and complained to them.
It wasn't a complaint. I said, please, can you just check this delivery? My friend Ben, who's approaching 4 years alcohol-free, I didn't say that. So I'm going to send him food because he likes the food now. He's the booze.
Exactly. And I loved it. You sent me cookies for my 2 years, I think.
Was it cookies?
Isn't it such a standard thing? You're celebrating this. Here's a bottle of.
Yeah. So now it's all the foods. And so they said, oh, we think it may have been delivered to the wrong address. Okay. And I went, well, in that case, that's not very good. What can you do to rectify that? Well, during the course of this recording, Ben, the doorbell is going to go. And I believe...
So I'm getting more pies.
So you're going to get the same box again on your...
Fabulous.
On your
fabulous.
4 years.
I won't say a word. I'll be like, thank you for rectifying your mistake.
And because you've been on holiday, I said, let's do it for Saturday the 6th of July. That'll be great because he'll be in.
You know what? Literally might be. I've just heard the dog go mad. The Ring doorbell has just gone. So it might be happening literally at this very moment. Well, thank you. It's very kind of you.
So that's 17 pasties and 24 scones Ben has now had for his birthday.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Where were we?
No, you're going to say what's changed. Well, what has changed then? Like, how would life have been different?
How do you think it would have panned out as a young 30-something if you'd have carried on drinking at the rate you were, where do you think you'd be now? And I realise it's a difficult question.
It's a hugely difficult question, and I've got absolutely no idea, because who knows? But what I can definitely say is that it was getting worse, not better. I was drinking more. I was drinking in, you know, more on stress. I was just selfish, you know, putting myself first a lot, not kind of purposefully, not kind of like, well, I want to do this tonight, but just as a, almost a byproduct of kind of constantly having booze in the system.
Yeah.
You know, so if I was with me and I'd kind of carried on going down that path and it just kind of, you know, getting progressively worse, would I have stuck around if I was Jem? Maybe not. You know, I mean, I am, you know, at the core, really, really nice guy that she's very in love with. I mean, so in love with me, she married me. So let's hope so.
There is that.
But, you know, I do think that I probably would have got sick of myself, you know. So lots of things. Would Leo be here? Who knows?
Oh, I know.
You know?
I know.
Would you be getting those cute, you know, holiday photos of him in the pool and, well, mainly him in the pool. He spent a lot of time.
He looked like he lived in the pool.
Yeah. He loved the pool. He just look in the morning, he'd open his eyes and he'd go, pool.
He's so cute. I have never seen a child as happy on holiday.
Yeah. But anyway, we've been talking about this for far more than 5 minutes. I'm 4 years alcohol free and it's great.
Brilliant.
We need to talk about your exciting news that we can officially, it's been signed off, we can actually talk about it. Please say we can.
We can.
Because, my God.
Ben, you know, dropping hints. I'm sorry. My life is a nightmare, isn't it? It's a nightmare.
I've been getting daggers from Shaz through Zoom, and I've said things like, well, isn't it magical? It's real. I'd say it's actually life-changing magic, this whole...
Shut up!
Giving up alcohol thing. Wouldn't you say so, Shaz?
Stop it.
Yeah. Right. Is this the big announcement?
Yeah, we can talk about it now. I don't want it to be a big announcement. I just want to mention it. Alcohol-free life is completely and utterly bonkers. It's bonkers, and you end up doing things and I don't know, achieving things and finding yourself going down paths that you maybe had only previously dreamt of, which has been the case with me. You know, going back into radio 5 years ago, I never thought I'd be doing that again. And something I've always wanted to do, like since forever, is write a book.
I've written
a book.
Fucking hell. Like a proper one with an agent and a publisher.
It's, yeah, like proper job. Like absolute proper job. And it's been going on, I think it was approximately 12 months ago, actually. It was July 2023 when I was working on my proposal, because I've gone back, like a proposal. It's so professional. It's honestly the real deal. And I never thought I could do it. It actually makes me cry thinking about it. It's been a process. It's been a challenge. And I think it's possibly been one of the hardest things I've ever done. But one of my favourite sayings, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to sound like an absolute, it's just so wanky, but this sums up my life. If your dreams don't terrify you, they're not big enough. And I spend a lot of my life, don't I, Ben, I can't. I can't do this. I can't present a breakfast show. I can't do a national All England. I can't write a book. And I have these mad meltdowns, these complete and utter sort of self-doubt, imposter syndrome. It's there constantly. I physically feel it. But my dreams, like, it's a dream come true to be doing it. It's a dream come true not to be drinking alcohol daily anymore. That in itself is, you know, the best bit of it all. And what's happened because of that one decision, like nearly 6 years ago, has blown my tiny mind. And this, hence the title of the actual book.
Which is, officially.
Clears throat, stands up. I feel like I should wear a hat or something. Let me look at the state of me on this Zoom call. The book is called The Life-Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol. Stop Drinking and Start Living. Written by Sharon Hartley.
Number one, New York Times bestseller.
Steady on. Not on sale yet. It is being released January the 2nd. 2025.
Oh, so, what's a good time to release?
What's a good time?
An alcohol-free book.
Isn't it just?
It is a professional job. She's got a publisher. She's got an agent. My favourite one is your editor, who, you know, you send her the book and she sends you half of it back and goes, half of it's great, Shaz, but this half.
he's brutal. He's like really hard. It's really hard. And I think, I've struggled with a lot of things. I've struggled with it all, even like the actual, you know, right, yeah, brilliant. We're gonna do this. And I'm like, oh my God. But one thing I've really struggled with is perimenopausal brain while I've been doing it. You know, we talked a lot on previous episodes about brain fog and the brain stopping working and memory. That's been a challenge through this process. It's all been a challenge, but a really exciting one. And I can't believe I'm finally able to say it. You know, I've written a book. It's going to be published January the 2nd, 2025. And when it's available for pre-order, I shall share all that info as well. Not quite there yet with that, but that'll be coming up in the next couple of months or so. So dead excited. Feel a bit, I don't know.
This actually here. It's actually finally happening. I've been on the end of the phone at more difficult moments, let's say. I know that this has been a process, hasn't it?
It's been
a
hard.
Real process.
Really hard. Yeah. Really hard.
But we're done now. Final draft in. Please say the final draft's in.
There's still a bit of work to do. We've still got some work to do. There's still a bit of work to do.
Okay.
The bulk of the work is done. So we're doing a bit of...
Well, the bulk of the work was done by all of us lot, because, you know, you had how many words you had to do? 70,000 words.
Yeah.
And then she just looks at it, sends a few texts out. Oh, can you write us 500 words on your...
10,000 words each, please.
how many words have you got from us? How many of them are actually yours?
And I tell you what, I've got to say, I mean, what would I do without Over the Influence? It's just like a gold mine of information and inspiration and people. And so, yeah, fingers crossed. Like I say, I've not seen the final yet. There's still work and editing to be done. But around a dozen OTI community members, including yourself and various others within the forum, on messages and emails as well, have been massively supportive in just sharing some things about their own alcohol-free journeys. Really inspiring stuff. So literally from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, all I need now is for somebody to buy it. And he's like, oh my God.
I'll buy it.
Well, I think you and my mum. So there's two there.
Yeah. Can I have a signed one?
Of course you can, love. Of course you can. Yeah.
Can you put something rude in there? So it's like, you know, I'm an official, like, posh author, but, you know, I'm still just Shaz.
Still just Shaz at heart.
Well, we need to turn this now. We need to flip this. And I'm now not having a conversation with my friend Sharon. I'm now interviewing an author.
No. Welcome
to Book Club, everyone. So, Sharon, what first inspired you to write the book?
Oh, my goodness me. Same thing as that inspired us to start this podcast, Ben, and this community. It is to let people know that there is another way, that removing alcohol, in a nutshell, is completely and utterly life-changing. You do not need to stay on that crappy, relentless hangover hamster wheel of hell. If you've had enough, you can make a change. And honestly, crazy things have got the potential to happen. This is really uncomfortable being interviewed now.
No, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. It's my job as interviewer to make you feel like you're in a happy, safe space. So how much do you talk about me in the book? That's my next question.
Probably too much, because there's a load of it that edited out. Yeah, too much. Yeah, who is this Ben? And I always dependable.
Hang on. I didn't realise they edited me out. I knew that they were doing some thorough editing. I didn't realise it was the me bit. I need to have a word.
Come back to me on that one. I can't answer that question at the moment.
Yeah. Well, God, tell us about, like, so, you know, there's a lot of Quitlet out there. Where does your book fit in the Quitlet space?
It's, oh, crikey. That's a really good question.
I'm just preparing you, because when you go on the circuit, because I know that they're very keen for you to talk about it on Over the Influence, yes, but also go out and do interviews. So
I would
this is
say,
kind of media training now. I know that you are.
Yeah, but I do. I ask the questions.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You're a very proficient broadcaster, but now I'm putting you on the spot rather than you.
Yeah. Oh, and I feel very unprepared, like really, really unprepared. Where does it fit in the Quitlet space? Amongst all the other brilliant books out there, sort of like nicely in the middle. It's not sciencey. It's nothing to do with the effects of alcohol or anything like that. It's more of a handbook of a hand holding through early sobriety and giving you like an insight into what it's going to be like and how you can navigate certain things. And I just want you to feel like you're getting a bit of advice from a mate who's been there and done that.
Okay, great. She's starting to get her polished lines, by the way, because you used that one before, the hand holding.
You know, have I used that before?
Yeah.
I was clutching my own hands then. I was like this, like a politician.
It's a great one. Write that one down. That's definitely a good one. Okay, so you know, what's the journey of the book? Like, tell me about some of the chapters. What can we expect to be reading about, Shaz?
Okay, so you'll obviously hear a little bit about me, about when my drinking started, you know, and
we've heard enough about you, haven't we, over the last 4 years.
You're going to hear a little bit more about me.
Fitting it on a new audience, yes.
A little bit about that, so, you know, you can relate to maybe hearing some of, you know, familiar stories, being a teenager and starting out with the Diamond White and the Kay Cider, things like that, and sharing a few experiences along the way, you know, how I've navigated sobriety. And I think one of the favourite things that I wrote about, one of the things, I mean, I love sharing it all, oversharing it all, but the one thing for me, it's about connection and how completely and utterly vital it is in sobriety. So there's a whole section on that about the power of connection. And, you know, I've referred a few times to again members of our community that, you know, were, putting it mildly, cynical about joining us and about connecting with like-minded people. But that's where the power lies, isn't it? And, you know, how many times have we said it?
It's brilliant that, because I've just turned around and I look at my alcohol-free bookshelf that I've got behind me, and a lot of the story, you know, a lot of it is they're very personal stories, aren't they? It's kind of, this is how I did it. I love that you got that, you know. So I'm just trying to think, you know, for the interview, Shaz, what's the unique selling point? What's your USP? And I suppose, you know, this is a book all about connection. I love that.
Yeah.
It's a hand-holding, but it's a book that's all about connection and doing it with other people and the strength of community.
And actually, knowing that you can do it. You can do it. The whole power to change everything, it's there, it's inside you. You don't have to go out looking for it. It's there. All you need to do is make moves to change your relationship with alcohol and ultimately, you know, remove the flipping stuff. And again, it's really important to acknowledge at this point that I never ever set out to become a sober person, never mind an alcohol-free
international best-selling
person.
Author.
Yeah, writing about removing alcohol, that was not ever on the cards. I was only ever taking a break. But because I stuck with it, and then every aspect of life started to improve. At first, you know, little small gains. You're like waking up thinking, oh man, is this what normal people feel like? Is this how you're supposed to feel? All right, okay. That's improved, and I've just navigated that situation without alcohol, and maybe I can do that. So I never set out to be sober, alcohol-free, teetotaler, however you want to label it. I was always going to go back to drinking. And, you know, I was going to fall into my next decade, my 50s, sloshed with a big party and all the rest of it. It all changed Everything absolutely changed and I didn't expect it. And it is completely and utterly magical. Little asterisk above the magical there, disclaimer. And this has been apparent, Ben, on a lot of the Zoom calls I've done with our community in the last few days. Life still goes on. You know, bad stuff still happens. Yes. Family stuff still happens. Work stuff, relationships, all the rest of it. It's of course, it doesn't all magically like repair itself overnight and everything is all of a sudden like rainbows and glitter. It still goes on, but it's how you deal with all that without alcohol at all, you know, sort of affecting the situation. And so it's utterly bonkers. It's utterly crazy. And it's utterly brilliant. And it's a dream come true, an absolute dream come true. And I just want one person to pick it up. And if it's just one person that goes, I'm going to change my relationship with alcohol, I'm going to have a go at this, I'll be like, yes, job done. Email me and tell me all about it. And that's why I just want people to know there is another way. End of.
Mm. Remind us of the title again, because it's a great title. It's long. You got the title and you got a little sub.
Yeah.
Can you fit it all on the front cover?
I think the main title is going to go on the front. I think the subtitle may go on the back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But again, TBC.
Yeah. TBC. Yeah. I'm just working with the publisher on that one. Just working with the publisher.
No, yeah, like I literally am, which
just,
is great.
Just working with the marketing team on that one.
No, but I actually am.
It's you actually fine. Are.
Yeah,
I know.
Actually
yeah.
Am.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good. Brilliant. What a brilliant team they are as well. It's just amazing. Mm. Amazing. Mm. The life-changing magic of quitting alcohol. Stop drinking and start living. On sale January 2025.
The second. Available from all good bookstores.
Well, again, I'll come back. I've some details, okay. TBC. I've still got a fair bit of work to do.
Look, I just want to be. I want to see Waterstones across the country. You know, events with Sharon Hartley and Over the Influence listeners from everywhere coming in and going, yeah, we'll read your book together. You know, I just want to.
Oh,
have you passed that idea on to the marketing team yet?
Thought of it. Amazing. Yeah. I've actually got.
You could do a Waterstones tour.
Oh my god! But what if nobody came?
Have a coffee in every city.
Like literally, what if nobody came?
You'd have one person in Liverpool. I'll come to the Liverpool one because it is literally just if you can make it about kind of 6 o'clock, that works
right.
Well
so
for
you,
me.
You've no intention of driving like to Manchester, Trafford Centre, Lancashire, and literally just
go
Liverpool.
Straight from work. Brilliant. Yeah, just literally the Waterstones is a minute from our front door. So yeah, just out, down, quick, tick the box, back home.
Thank you for your unwavering support, Ben.
Speaking of that, it's been, thank you for involving me in the process.
Oh
of,
God, I'm,
of you
I'm
writing
so sorry.
This because it has, I know that this is, it's been a real, forget about like the kind of imposter syndrome bit, because that's kind of, you know, you've had that loads of times before, you said, with loads of different things.
Yeah, all the time. It's exhausting.
And you've definitely developed that kind of muscle now where you just go, oh fuck, I'm just going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do it and see what happens. Yeah. You know, so, but I know that after you kind of got over that imposter syndrome bit, this has been a really difficult process. This has been a feat of endurance, hasn't it, really, writing this thing?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, out your comfort zone for a number of different reasons.
A million different reasons. I actually said to my husband the other day when I was having one of my regular breakdowns, I'm just going to stick with talking. It's what I'm good at, this writing. I'm just going to verbalise everything from now on. And he's just like, he just left the room.
Well done, Paul.
Oh, gosh, it's been unbelievable. I'll tell you what, as well as thanking our community members, because they're just the best. You know, the support I've had as well, Ben, and sorry, this is going to sound like, excuse the clangs here while I just drop a few names, okay?
Mm-hmm.
William Porter, alcohol-free legend.
Legend.
Claire Pooley. I mean,
great
come
abs.
On.
Claire Pooley, once a cucumber becomes a pickle, it can never be a cucumber again.
Yeah, one of Ben's absolute favourites. Sarah Turner.
Friend of the pod.
AKA Mumsy Mum.
The Mumsy Mum.
I mean, come Brilliant. On. And actual Ruth Jones, close personal friend of OTI.
Yeah. He's just starred in Sister Act in the West End and absolutely smashed it out of the park.
Unbelievable. The and so they've been incredibly supportive and I am just blown over and very, very, very grateful. And all these people that I've just mentioned there, they've written multiple books. How do they do that and stay sane? Like, how?
That was going to be my next question. Is there going to be a sequel?
No, that's going to be ridiculous. Let's get this one out first.
Yeah, let's say it does really, really well. Like, because the process has been arduous in some... Am I right saying that, aren't I? There's been a few kind of like...
Yeah, it's been hard.
Oh my God, I can't do it.
It's been
moments.
Really hard. Of course it has. Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Mm. And it's been... It makes you look inside a lot and like you spend a lot of time in your own head. And I struggle with that. Sometimes it's not a great place to be. And then throw in, you know, a flipping big dose of perimenopausal brain fog and you're like, whoa, this is tough. But the support I've had from the publishers that I'm working with, it's just phenomenal. They're just so professional. They just know what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? They're just so good.
You'd hope so.
They're just so good. And it's actually, obviously, we work in media, don't we? And, you know, sometimes we get a bit of a steer as to what it's like behind the scenes in TV, depending on where we're working. And, of course, we know how radio works inside out. And this, for me, has been such an eye-opener in terms of publishing and the process and what you go through when you're writing a book. And at every turn I've been like, wow, oh wow, oh my goodness me, oh wow. And I've got a meeting next week and I'm dead excited about it, and it's like, wow, it's gonna be me on this Zoom call. And it's incredibly exciting, but it has been, I think, possibly one of the hardest things I've ever done, but also one of the most brilliant. Because come back to cheesy saying, you know, that I started off sharing at the start of this episode, if your dreams don't terrify you, they're not big enough.
That's such a, I love that.
I like it a lot. Love that.
Have you written your author bio? Sharon Hartley is a broadcaster and podcaster from Lancashire.
I have written my author bio and it's 250 words bang on. Yes, I have.
Nice.
Yes, I have.
Is it very serious or is it kind of, Shazza Hartley was a... It was a pisshead from Lancashire who did daft things.
Funnily enough, I've sort of steered away from that.
Right, okay, yeah, it's very serious. It's very serious. Sharon Hartley is a broadcaster, mother, broadcaster, podcaster.
Do you want it? Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, please.
Should I do it?
But do it in a kind of, in a posh kind of Radio 4 kind of.
I'll do it in my serious
Sharon
voice.
Hartley.
Yeah. Not this one. Not that one.
No, not that one.
Oh, my God. OK. I feel a bit weird doing this, but anyway. Sharon Hartley is a full-time BBC radio presenter, co-host of the Over the Influence, in brackets, OTI, close brackets, alcohol-free podcast, and co-founder of the OTI online community. Sharon is also a qualified life coach after successfully completing the triple accredited diploma in coaching and positive psychology with the internationally acclaimed coach, Andy Ramage. Since stopping drinking, Sharon has inspired thousands globally to try life without booze and is relentlessly passionate about showing others that not only is it possible, it's fun, exciting and far from boring. When she's not singing loudly about sobriety, Sharon can be found hiking in the mountains, walking by the coast and laughing with her family. She lives in Lancashire with her husband, their three children, Beau the Beagle and their tortoise, Humphrey.
I love it. Love it. That's great.
Oh, it's weird. Does that sound like me?
Yeah, no, it very much sounds like you. It's absolutely spot on, actually. Oh, how good's that? It's proper. It's a proper job.
Proper job. Absolute proper job.
Proper job.
And I feel really proud. I feel really nervous. I feel really overwhelmed. I feel totally exposed, but dead excited. Mm. And what a way to sort of start January 2025. And also, it's something else that's happened in my 50s, in my 50th year. Okay, the process did start when I was 49, but I started writing the book, actually. I first put pen to paper on my 50th birthday, and for me that was
I love that,
really, like massive
moments are nice,
I know,
aren't they?
I know.
You know, like literally pen to paper on that day. Well, finger to keyboard.
No, it was pen. Oh, no. It was literally pen to paper. And I tell you why. Yeah. I was sitting on a beach, just like having a moment on my 50th birthday. And it was, it literally was pen to paper. And it was an OTI notebook that Scottish Kelly had made me for my 50th birthday. And it was orange and I'd been saving it. And she'd put the OTI logo on the front. And then it's just all connected to OTI, just that moment in time. I wouldn't have been where I was in the world if it wasn't for OTI, and that person knows I'm eternally grateful, and all the rest of it. It was massively connected. So it was an incredible start to my 50th year, and something that wouldn't have happened had I not taken that first break from alcohol.
Is there going to be an audiobook?
Yes, there is.
And are you going to narrate it?
Yes, I am.
Amazing. And if I know that you're busy, so you know, if you need to kind of divvy up the work a little bit like we do with ATI, then I can always do chapter two of the life changing magic of quitting alcohol. I'm Sharon Hartley.
People, they just wouldn't be able to tell, would they?
It'd be
seamless.
It'd be absolutely seamless.
Yeah.
Completely. They'd be like, I mean, you know, chapter two was read particularly well, Sharon,
yeah,
they'd say.
Yeah. Definitely. I'll bear that in mind. We could perhaps do, alternative chapters. That'd work well.
Be what do you mean, alternative?
Well, I did one, two, three, four. But the listener would not know that, listening to the
they
audio.
Would not
they
know.
Would just simply just they think it was me just, throughout.
They would.
Yeah.
They would. So, throughout the whole process, I've been here to help however you need me.
Thank you.
So if you need me to help, chapter four, fucking booze. Is shit.
The end.
That isn't chapter four, is it?
It's chapter 10, no. Actually.
Chapter 10, yeah.
Drinking shite. Yeah. Knock it on Ed. The end. It's life-changing. Mm-hmm. But it actually is.
I have to say, the title is a lot better than the suggested title that I came up with in the episode that we did release, but then got pulled very quickly because we weren't supposed to. Wasn't it My Book by Sharon Hartley?
You're so rude.
Why?
My Book. Like, literally just My Book.
Yeah, My Book.
I had another one as well. I'm not sure if this was included in the, episode. My daughter, it was on my first ever alcohol-free, all-inclusive. So she was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 5 years ago to the month. Okay, 5 years ago it was. And I was approaching a year. So yeah, coming up for 6 years ago it was. And we were chatting and she went, it's much better now that you don't drink, because you were a bit of a drunken bellend, weren't you?
And I said, it's eye-catching in the airport, the drunken bellend. You know, if you're walking past, you're like, oh.
And then somebody said you should call it from drunken bellend to like sober legend or something like that. I thought, no, I'm not having that.
Oh, it's nearly there. I can see the thinking, but yeah, it doesn't quite.
I don't like the word legend. I don't like that. Bellend, yes. Yeah. Legend, no.
Can we stop saying that word now, Sharon?
Sorry, Tom.
You're an author. You're a professional author. Sharon's apologising to Tom, who edits the podcast. I'd like to apologise to everyone listening to the podcast.
Apologies to everybody.
You're an author now, Sharon. This means that you've got to, there's a certain level of poshness and professionalism that you have to maintain. I mean, you are a BBC broadcaster. And
well, there is that as well.
Good few years, yeah. But now you're an author. It just feels different. It feels posher.
It does feel posher. Dead posh.
Yeah, totally.
Really posh.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sharon Hartley and I'm an author.
The day you catch me talking like that, you can slap me, I tell you now. Yeah. So we dropped all those ridiculous titles and the life-changing magic of quitting alcohol, because that sums it up for me. It has been life-changing and magical along the way, completely and utterly. That's it in a nutshell. Stop drinking, start living. Love it. Can we change the subject now, please?
Well, I think we're coming to the end of today's episode. It's been a very exciting. It's been a monument. This is a
big episode. Yeah,
it's a big step.
Yeah.
Big ep for a big step.
Definitely. No details yet as to pre-orders and all that. That will be coming in another episode. Okay.
Yeah.
And because this podcast isn't sponsored, what I'm going to do is basically I'm going to do like about 3 adverts per episode when it gets that release. I'll just sing them myself because I realise our advertising budget is zero. So if you want me just to sing it or create like a jingle for the podcast episode, Ben, I could do that with.
Oh my God, this is definitely something I want to have some fun with in the premium podcast. Please, let's create your adverts. Yes, absolutely. Right, okay. I've already got some thoughts.
Excuse me, I've got a PR and marketing team. Thank you.
Tell him to give me a ring, Shaz. Tell him to give me a ring.
I will. Maybe you can join my Zoom call next week. Oh, the mind boggles. The mind absolutely boggles. Ben, thank you for this episode. I've really, really enjoyed it. And also, big up your bad self.
I'm really proud of you, Shaz. I'm so delighted for you, and I know it's going to be a huge success. And I can't wait to go into a shop and actually see it there.
Don't.
Like, my mate's an author.
I can't.
Like, what the fuck? It's so cool.
Bonkers,
it's so cool.
Isn't it? Just shows you what happens when you stop drinking and start living.
Yeah.
Life-changing. Magical. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all your support. Thank you to the community members as well that have helped me out with various pleas for information over the course of the last few weeks. But Ben, thank you for just putting up with my relentless mithering and daily breakdowns. Much appreciated. And big up your bad self on 4 years alcohol-free.
No, thank you.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. And thank you to you for listening to yet another bonkers episode of Over the Influence. If you want further information about our community, just look online, overtheinfluence.co.uk, and details of my actual book, The Life-Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol, will be released in due course. Still got a little bit more work to do on that. But again, thank you for all your support. We will be back at the same time next week.